How do you spend your evenings? Let me guess. You're flipping through the TV channels. Maybe your wife is looking through Facebook. Well, let me tell you how we spend our evenings. We like to soak. Oh, yeah. Because there's nothing better than an evening together. Soaking away the cares of the day in our own Bullfrog Spa. Go to Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas, 1333 East Red Hills Parkway today, so you can start soaking tomorrow. Oh, yeah.
Fine.
Don't spend another holiday season pretending to hear what others are saying. Hi, I'm Dr. Darrow from Intermountain Audiology, offering you 2 free months of treatment. If you want to be part of the conversation, maintain your independence, and avoid memory loss, take your first steps towards medically treating your hearing loss and visit intermountainaudiology.com or call 435-612-1023 and mention radio for your 2 free months of treatment.
Recovery.
When you realize that mainstream media has sold you a box of rocks, it's time to tune into The Kate Daly Show, America's newest addiction. The show starts now.
Guys, listen, I'm having a slight problem with the damn bird, all right?
Oh. What color is it now, Norman?
Well, I think we're moving into the earth tones. Look, I'm sorry, guys. A little pop thing won't pop out. There's something wrong with it.
Something wrong with you.
No, it's a little pop thing.
Hey, could somebody please explain to me where the little pop thing is on the turkey? I mean, because maybe it's different in the city, but in the country where I come from, turkeys aren't born with little pop.
The little pop thing has a name. It's called a thermometer. Now, can we all please say thermometer?
Hi there. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. We are live today. So happy to be here. So thankful. And I can't wait for your calls, actually. So that'll be a lot of fun today. Hi, Uncle Milty.
Hi.
Okay. That did not sound like a good hi. How are you?
I'm good. I just was thinking, I always thought the little pop-up thing was an antenna. So the turkey could report on how many people were there to eat.
It's a new tracking device. You know what? It's just, wow, the news. I was, you know, you're perusing all the different news in the world right now. And it's so... We do on a daily basis, and it is so nuts. It's so crazy. People are really taking this to task. You know, you don't mess with people's homes and what to tell them, how many people can reside in their home. And some of our legislators really took Governor Herbert to task on the fact that you just can't do this. You can't tell people what to do in their own homes and who to gather with. But sports are okay. Yoga's okay. You know, like all this list of what was okay and what's not okay. That's how you know when they're lying, is the picking and choosing of events you can go to. So,
yeah.
You know, it'll be an interesting week. I think people are really ignoring mayors and city government. I think they're losing respect fast for all these people. I think that you have a governance that's so out of control in every state that people are finally going, you know what? I'm not listening to you anymore. You've overplayed your hand and yep. And become so authoritative that no way. And I really actually like to see that. Did you see some good news? Have you seen it? He looks at me like
I haven't seen any real great news. No.
Well, you know, we'll be talking about a lot of things in today's show, But I'm actually doing some reruns over the next 4 days that are going to be pretty COVID-free. And I'm playing some actual interviews I haven't played before on the air. So they've been recorded. We just ran out of time a lot and couldn't get to them. And so we'll be playing some interviews for you. And I was looking at the election news is still rolling. So as far as that goes, it'll be... past Thanksgiving, Wisconsin's still doing a recount. That will go past Thanksgiving. We've got all the states still in play. They're still in play.
Yeah, they are.
And we said that this was exactly what was going to happen.
Yep.
And so I don't expect much to change this week.
I don't either.
But I thought people probably needed a little break from COVID and the election, so that's why we're going election-free, COVID-free for most of the week, this next week. I mean, this coming up week, because I'm like you. I get tired of it, too. I get tired of it, because it's just overwhelming. And we might talk a little bit today about Dark Winter, and there's a couple of things we have. And I do want to go back to the founders and look at Thanksgiving a little bit, too, to kind of remind us of some things. So there's some, there'll be a kind of a big variety of things in today's show. But a couple of things. I went and saw Forgotten Carols at Coral Cliff Cinema in Hurricane. And I'm going to advise you to go see that. It was really good, very faith affirming, very just what a neat experience. And they did a movie of the stage presentation that they do every year. Michael McLean is a composer, and he is the star of this. And it's Forgotten Carols. It's the carols that weren't sung all the time, you know, not like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and stuff like that. It really gets into a little bit more of a spiritual sort of message for Christmas. And it's so good. And I'm going to say, you know what? It's in VIP, which you can pay a little extra and sit in a big recliner, or you can see it in the other theater, in the normal, you know, regular theater. But I, you know what? Coral Cliffs is an amazing theater. I'm happy to go there all the time. I love it. You know how picky I am and about businesses. And I love these guys, Coral Cliffs. So Forgotten Carols, go see it. Really good. And you'll thank me for this one. It's really good. Take your older kids. I don't think it's for youngers, but take your older kids too.
Cool.
Love it. Yeah.
That sounds good.
Hey, we need good experiences right now, and that's a good one. Also, I got a fresh tree and Bales trees.
How do you
in
know
Little
it was
Valley.
Fresh? Did it pinch you?
Yes, they just cut them down, and they're going to stay fresh for a long time. So no worries on keeping it fresh. But these two guys are fantastic. Two brothers that started this, and they're in it's off River Road, and they're Bales Trees. You can also find them on Facebook, Bayles. And these guys are so cool. And if you like prick the sap, you'll see little bumps all over the, you know, the bark of the tree. And if you prick those, the sap kind of comes out, and it gives this huge Christmas smell, right? That's, on the tree.
Believe it or not, when I was young, that's how all Christmas trees were.
So, shush. So anyway, so you'll love this. You'll love a fresh tree, and these guys are the best. So give them a ring, because they're awesome. Bales Christmas trees. Well, you know what? Okay, I'll take a caller. Why not? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I heard another radio show today, and they asked a question.
Okay.
How much would you pay for a COVID-free day, back to normal? What do you think people would pay to have that day?
Ooh, I don't know. What was it? What did people say?
$305.
Really? Okay. $305 to have a COVID-free day. Amazing. Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
You know, I have a COVID-free day every day for nothing.
I do too. I don't wear a mask. I won't wear a mask.
Yeah.
You actually had a little experience.
There was a little bit of goings on. Saturday, there was an issue at Smith's. They decided to
grocery store for those Smith's, listening. Mm-hmm.
They decided to require masks.
Mm-hmm.
And actually threatened to throw my wife out.
Jeez.
And wouldn't let her check out. She pulled it down below her nose when she went in.
Uh-huh.
And then they actually said, no, you need to wear it.
Wow.
It got pretty heated. But they told my wife that 15 people had called complaining that the grocery store mm-hmm. was not doing enough to enforce the government's mandate.
Really?
Yeah.
15 whole people.
15 whole people.
I think they probably multiplied that by, like,
yeah,
yeah.
And then they also, she was also told that two Smith's grocery stores had paid a $10,000 fine already.
Yeah, I call
which is absolutely not
malarkey.
True.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So
that would have been headline. Are you serious? Keep
apparently, the word got out real fast, mm-hmm. and by Sunday it was over with.
Really? What, yeah. what do you mean over?
I mean, I walked in there this morning with no problem. People I know went yesterday, had no problem. No questions about a mask.
Interesting.
You know, the fact is that not that many people don't wear a mask.
Mm-hmm.
So for the few that do, if masks work, there's no reason to fear that one guy across the store that's not wearing one.
Right.
I mean, it's really
yeah,
crazy.
It is. And I don't know why people can't understand that logic. It's almost like they've just lost their ever-loving mind. So
no logic.
Very difficult.
Everything's irrational and emotional.
Like you're wearing something on your. If you think it's saving you, you're fine, right? Because you're wearing one. So whatever comes in and out of the mask, you're good. Don't worry about those that aren't wearing them. And people just have such a hard time logically understanding this.
Well, they act as if 90% are not wearing a mask.
I know.
And they're the 10% that are.
It's the truth. It is the truth. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I'm curious about the news broadcast just before your show.
What was that?
He comes on, he says there's like 35 COVID people. Or cases, and then he goes, but probably only half of those are real or something. I don't know, something like that. And I was like, what?
Yeah. I think what he was saying was that the cases that they're citing are only half of what we actually have. So it was the other way. But, but you know what though? COVID's an interesting thing, isn't it? Because everybody thinks they have COVID right now. And so
yeah,
the
and
flu
see,
and colds are out the window.
COVID-free days,
yeah.
always.
Yeah.
I don't lock down. I don't do any of that, and I never will.
Yep, me too. Yeah. Amen to that, sister. Thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah, I'm the same way. I don't let it in my life.
I think there are a lot more people that feel that mm-hmm. way. But they just can't bring themselves to take it off and have the confrontation.
Yeah.
Possibility.
Yeah.
They just don't want that confrontation. I find myself feeling it.
Yeah, me too.
You know, after I heard that Smith's Grocery was requiring masks, I thought, am I going to go battle this? And I was getting ready to go battle it, and I worked myself up to it, and then I got there, and nobody said a word.
not one person.
Not one person.
Yeah. I really do think it depends on the staff, too, because there's a few individuals. I know people up north have told me stories about that and said, you know, it's certain staff members that have huge problem and love to confront customers.
Mm-hmm.
And if I were stores, I'd rethink a staff member like that.
Oh, yeah.
It's taken at a little mall cop, you know what I mean? And we already have stewardesses and people in the air that, I don't know, that they literally pour soda and they're stewardesses, but they think that they are
air marshals.
And so I just get so tired of the, now I've got this little bit of authority and I'm going to wield it over you mentality. So it's disturbing, to say the least. And I know you're disturbed by it, too. But I've been getting a lot of emails about people going into stores and the stores aren't bothering them. And so that's great news.
Yeah.
I like that because you shouldn't be bothering people. You really shouldn't be. You leave it up to the people on what they want to do. And, you know, I love the King Herbert signs, though. I think that's awesome to put in a business window. By edict of King Herbert. I just think it's fantastic. Yeah. All right, be right back. Kate Daly Show. Today.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
When I'm worried and I can't sleep, I count my blessings instead of sheep. I fall fall asleep, counting my blessings. When my bag rolls,
Bob Hope.
No, Crosby.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Bing Crosby.
Welcome back. Count your blessings. Can't sleep? Stressed out? Oh, boy. You know, maybe we really need this week to chill out, remember what's important, and also remember your hearing as well. Remember to go in to Intermountain Audiology and get that done. You get 2 free months if you just mention the show's name, my name. Just mention the name and you'll get 2 free months and you'll love this. Don't spend another holiday season pretending to hear what others are saying, because if you want to be a part of that conversation and maintain your independence and avoid memory loss, which memory loss can cascade into other problems so easily and people don't realize it. So take the first steps in medically treating the hearing loss. Get 2 free months of treatment. Go to Intermountain Audiology or you can call 256-8596. 256-8596. And make sure that you say our name too so you can get those 2 free months. Really want you to do that because you need your hearing. You need it. We need it. We need to be able to understand that you're hearing everything, too. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Whoa. Turn that volume down. Oh, there you go. Hi there. You're live. Go right ahead.
I have just a quick comment.
Okay.
My thoughts are on the masks and things that there's 2 words in our vocabulary. One of them is a legal word.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is not.
Mm-hmm.
Required is a legal word. It always comes with a penalty,
mm-hmm.
but it's only given by the professional or someone that has the right to give that, to use that word. The other one is a suggest, and that one falls back on to the person that they're suggesting it to.
Right.
So our governor, not being a doctor, cannot require us to do anything. I'll always put a penalty on it.
Mm-hmm.
He has to be a doctor that has the right to say, yes, I know what's best for you. And if you don't do this, then this will happen. That's
mm-hmm.
that's basically the requirement.
Mm-hmm.
And he should only suggest you wear a mask.
Right. Right.
I don't know if that was good or not. I just thought I'd call that in.
Well, thanks. I really appreciate that. Thank you. You know,
well, it is a subtle difference that people don't seem to get.
Right.
You know,
right. The suggestion.
It's not a mandate.
Yeah.
He can't do that.
He can't do it. He knows he can't do it, too.
And the way you know that is simply that there is no enforcement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And even if he was a doctor, he still couldn't do this. So even if he thought he knew what was going on, he's clueless. But even if he thought he knew, he couldn't do anything with the authority as a governor.
Well, that's only if you follow the Constitution of the state.
That pesky thing. Oh, good grief. So there's that. Cox are soon to be... Oh, I just can't even handle having to say that. Soon to be governor. Oh, what a mess we're going to be in with him. He's so much worse than even Herbert. Because his is more intentional. I think Herbert's more naive and Cox is more intentional. He actually was tweeting out Christie, I guess, Governor Christie, sellout. Same with Graham, sellout. Christie was, you know, we should end the legal fight. Let's
mm-hmm.
cave.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's cave.
Uh-huh. Anyway, so he came forward, you know, of course, and Cox was ridiculing the legal team in Twitter and basically saying, oh, just makes you cringe. Even as somebody like me who doesn't know much about the law and doesn't want to enforce it, makes me cringe, you know? And I thought, wow, yuck. I can't believe we have to deal with that doofus for 4 years. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, ma'am. I was listening to another local station this morning.
Mm-hmm.
They had the doctor and the head nurse from the local hospital system you have.
Uh-huh.
And they were pushing the mask real hard. Oh, people just got to wear the mask. We're overwhelmed.
Oh, geez.
And we don't have any of our nurses, our doctors don't get it because we wear the mask.
Uh-huh.
Then the head nurse started talking about their effort that they have to do in between, take off all their PPE. They have all the the shields, the garb on their coats and everything that has to be used one time and thrown away. They're not telling people what they do.
Right. You're right.
They're in full hazmat suits.
Right.
Why they don't get it.
Yeah.
And they expect people to wear a paper mask here and not get it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, I think irregardless, it's not going to matter anyway, because people either get it or they don't. Right now, I think it's more the flu and a pneumonia strain, and they're not saying that either. So.
Yeah, and there's a great study from H1N1 when it come out about masks.
Mm-hmm.
They actually did a very thorough study with mannequins and showed a surgical mask will only hold back 20% to 80%. Very variant.
Yeah, they don't do anything. Even Fauci said they don't do much.
No.
They can't do anything. So people are just under this facade that they have to wear it. But really what it is it's they're not counting flu anymore and not really counting pneumonia as they normally do. So... everybody thinks they've got COVID and that it's deadly, even though it's 99.9%, you're just fine. So I don't understand the hysteria, but...
This is an amazing psychological play.
It is.
It's amazing what this is doing to everybody.
I agree.
Including myself.
Yeah.
I bought into it too at first.
Yeah.
I don't need more, but at first I need it.
I know. Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you for your call. Really appreciate that. We'll take another call. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi,
Uncle Milty.
Hi, go right ahead.
I got an update.
Okay.
I was in Home Depot,
and
they have monster signs. I'll tell you.
Yeah,
there's
I'm
no
sure.
doubt what their position is, but I walked in without a mask.
Uh-huh.
Saw one other person without a mask and told him I really liked the way he looked without his face diaper. And he said, can you tell me where is the shepherd? And I said, which shepherd is that? And he said, the one that should be herding all these sheep. I said, I can't tell you, bud, but it's so good to see a human face.
Oh, gosh, I love it. Thank you.
I went over to Smith and walked in, did my shopping, talked to a couple of the employees, and nobody said anything to me. But
good.
I'm a pretty big guy.
Yeah.
And looked kind of imposing and ominous. And if they would have said something, they would have gotten an earful, of course. But just so you know, you just have to walk around as though you deserve not to wear a face diaper.
Exactly.
And that's what I do.
Well, I love it. Thank you for that. I love the call. That was awesome.
It really is that simple.
No, it really is. You walk in with your confidence. They're not, you know, people don't want that confrontation either. And there's a lot of stores out there. And you know, honestly... We have all, there's a lot of people out there that have bought into the hysteria. And I just, when I look around and I see people in masks, I just think, well, you bought in and you bought in and you're listening to too much mainstream and all of you think you're going to die. And never before in the history of our population, for whatever comes our way, have we ever had to mask up. And so, and the reason is we have an immune system.
That's
no
it.
One will talk about it still. Did you know I've never heard the governor talk about our immune system?
He doesn't.
Or Angela Dumb, Dr. Dumb. I've never heard her talk about it. How honestly, she is what, the doctor over epidemiology?
Yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And she's never mentioning the immune system?
Well, she's also never had a patient, probably. You know, I really like that the caller admitted, though, that originally he was taken in by because there's a lot of those people
out there. Yeah.
That, and there's no reason to be embarrassed to admit that.
I know.
None.
I know.
Because they were very convincing
they
with
were.
Their propaganda.
They were. Yeah, they just didn't tell you that they had a vaccine in the works for it before they ever, when they were talking about what a mystery it was.
Yeah.
Interesting. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
I just wanted to tell you of an experience I had at Costco just 3 days ago.
Okay.
I walked in with what I thought was great authority, like you said. And I was said, I don't really need a mask. And I got about halfway through the first aisle there. And a young man came up and said, if you don't put the mask on, I'll have you escorted out of the Costco.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard that they're being like that.
They're getting a little bit tight about it.
Yeah, they have been. And so I don't go to Costco. Yeah, I don't go to Costco anymore, even though I have a membership. And I don't think I'm going to renew my membership because they're acting like Nazis over there. And I won't participate in that.
And Harvey's is the same way.
I'm considering giving up my membership as well. So, you know, I'm a pretty good customer over there. But I've got to reconsider, I think.
Yeah, I did do a delivery. I did do a delivery from them, but I'm going to not renew. So, yeah, thank you. I really appreciate the call because it is nice to know, you know, where people can go and where they, you know, where they feel comfortable. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, if I can just say something about evidence of what it is that we're afraid of and what we're going with.
Okay.
I work for the main hospital system here in southern Utah. We got an email last week that went around that said the CDC has authorized the people that do the discharge of the hospital no longer need to ask which...
Where'd you go? Where'd you go?
Wait.
Say that sentence over. Say that sentence over again. You cut out.
They no longer... So the hospital, the people that discharge you from the hospital no longer have to ask which home health agency you're going to go with if you go with a home health agency. There's a bunch of them around here. 100% of the people in the hospital, this is the email, the official email, 100% of the people that are discharged from this hospital will be referred to the home health department from that hospital, setting up a horizontal monopoly. That's the reason that we're having COVID, because it gets rid of the small entities that give competition. Olive Garden doesn't go out of business, but Mama Fratelli's Italian Corner restaurant will go out of business.
You're right.
It gets rid of competition and sets up monopolies for the people that pump money into the
Amen. You're exactly right.
I personally think this is extraordinarily dangerous for the hospital to say we will only refer to from the hospital to our agencies. I think that it's illegal, it's unlawful, it breaks the Stark Act, it breaks various other acts that are there for getting kickbacks on referrals. And if I were somebody who worked in a different home health system, I would certainly get a lawyer involved. I'd be happy to send you the email.
Wow. Just send away. Kate at katedallyradio.com. Thank you. I really appreciate you speaking up.
Yes.
That was amazing.
More and more people are speaking up,
I know.
Too.
They are. They more really, and more people they are. They really are. I'm really happy to hear this. I get a lot of whistleblowers.
The man admittedly works for the the man.
I know. And you know, we had that nurse call in, and she said last week, and she said, there isn't any other competition. I mean, there's no competition to IHC, so you have to try to retain your job there, which is very difficult. But if they're doing that, yes, this is about... This is about annihilating small business.
Yep, it is.
And this is why the businesses need to fight harder, fight back, and people need to fight back. And I really love that guy's call. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
The reindeer, the lights, and the gifts. We sing chestnuts are roasting and marshmallows toasting. And here comes old jolly Saint Nick. Now don't get me wrong, I sure love all those songs. But one holiday gets left out. You see, no one remembers a song for November, but that's gonna change starting now.
One, two, three, four.
Gobble, gobble, one. Gobble, gobble, two. Gobble, gobble, me. Gobble, gobble, you. Listen to me now. Gobble, gobble, three. Gobble, gobble, four. Gobble, gobble, please. Can I have some more?
Hi there, welcome. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Make sure you get over to Tropical Pool and Spa. Get a bullfrog hot tub. Love mine. And by the way, all the seat, I had some friends over and they were noticing all the different seat variations in the hot tub. And they said, I've never been in a hot tub that had seat variations. So you could sit higher or lower or accommodates all the height of all the different people that you have over. And you know what? It is. It's so cool. Also the jetpacks. The jetpacks are amazing and you can swap them out and you can put different jets behind different seats. It's just so versatile. And make sure you get over to Tropical Pool and Spa. Tell them we sent you, and they are a fantastic company, over 40 years of experience and expertise. They're amazing. Also, get over to Dr. Diet. You're going to want to drop some weight after this week. So they have a $25 special you can actually take advantage of right now. So awesome. And Dr. Diet just knows what they're doing. Make sure you get over to Dr. Diet and tell them we sent you. 628-DIET is the phone number. How easy is that? 628-DIET, and they'll take care of you. In fact, it wasn't until I got with Dr. Diet I was able to really lose the weight and lose it fast. And I just love these guys because they know what they're doing. They've got the doctors and they've got all the personnel. They are really, really good at what they do. And they're really good at helping you understand your body type, which will respond to different ways of eating. And so they'll give you the hints and the tips and everything that you need, along with metabolic booster shots and of course, things that can help suppress the appetite and get you through these holiday seasons. Hi. Well, hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to let you know that up here in Cedar City, all year long, Natural Grocers has been flexible on mask wearing.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, as of this weekend, they decided to turn into total Nazis, and even if somebody has a health issue, they're not allowed to even walk in the store without a mask.
Yeah, I don't like that.
And,
so,
and you wanted to know about other businesses? Uh-huh. There's also Panda Express.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot walk in the place at all for anything.
Jeez. All right.
That's probably been going on longer. But Natural Grocers, they had an anniversary not that long ago, and they passed out buttons that said, told you about your health and why I shouldn't have to wear a mask. And then all of a sudden they did this.
Yeah, they're supposed to be about natural health.
Very narrow-minded and hypocritical.
Yeah, it is. I have to agree with that. Thank you. I'm glad you called in. Go ahead.
And I've tried to call their corporate office to have a talk with them about it, and no human bodies are answering. They're only taking messages.
Now we know why.
And but I just thought people wanted to know that.
Yeah, thank you.
I've been a faithful customer, and I probably won't be going there ever again after this.
Yep, I agree.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. And so Harmon's, Costco, and Nature's Grocer, I won't be going to all three of those. No way on Harmon's. There's no way you could put me in a Harmon's again. Costco, no. And you guys are acting like Nazis over there. We don't like it so much. And then, of course, Nature's Grocer.
Natural Grocers, they need to be made aware of this. Mm-hmm. Everyone should go there.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone should go there. And when they're told to wear the masks, just simply say, when did Natural Grocers go out of business? And walk out.
True. Thought you guys knew about health.
Yeah. I thought this was Natural Grocers. I guess.
Wait a minute. You guys, if anyone, are supposed to be able to
see
through this charade. Oh, good grief. Okay, another caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi.
I'm sorry. I'm the one that called right before the thing.
Sure.
I hit a dead zone and I missed what your email is, so I can forward
you that. Oh, yes. Kate, it's just so easy. Kate@katedallyradio.com.
Kate, that's
yes.
K-A-T-E, right?
Yes. Kate@katedallyradio.com. Yeah. Katedallyradio.com.
Radio.com.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll be sending that over.
Really appreciate it. Thanks. Oh, man. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. I'm trying. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Kate, I think what you're doing is kind of like what a Democrat would do.
Really? Why?
Well, because I'm a small business owner. I'm an air conditioning company here, and I'm totally with you on not wearing a mask.
Mm-hmm.
But when the governor issues an order and says, I'm going to start sending EPA people around and OSHA people around and everything to enforce that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell my guys to wear masks. And I think what we should be picking on is the legislature, who hasn't come to our rescue and say, hey, Governor, you don't have that power.
Yes.
But to cancel these businesses because they're complying with what they've been ordered to do is what a Democrat would do.
Well, not really. See, there's here's the distinction too. This isn't me going after a business, right? In the terms that you're saying. What I'm saying is this: they don't have to be Nazi about it. They really don't, and they don't have to go as far as they're going. They're repelling their own customer base.
Small business, because one time I had an OSHA inspector walk into my shop and say, I'm going to give you a surprise inspection. And I ended up with $1,700 worth of fines for things like stuff stored on the roof above my office.
Okay.
And so to say that they don't have to be Nazis may be true, but if a state inspector walks through and says, oh, I didn't have a mask and you didn't escort me out, then I'm going to issue you a fine and your business license is going to be subject for review. And the consequences are huge for small businesses who cross the government.
Now, here's two things for you. Number one, if enough businesses went up against this and did their own thing, I don't think actually they would go after or have the means to go after all the businesses that said no to them. And that's the only way to turn the tide on this. And the second thing is this. If you were even issued a $10,000 fine, you don't think in a heartbeat we'd have a rally to help you pay that fine? If that actually happened to you, and I actually think you could fight it because this is not an order as far as a law goes. And so they would actually lose in court, and I think they know that. They just don't think businesses will go up against them.
Then, instead of naming all of the businesses that are Nazis about it, we should be trying to find people who were suffered because they weren't Nazis about it and then come to their rescue.
That's what we've done.
People to go there.
That's what we've done.
I totally agree with that.
We've done that on many shows.
Don't go to Costco. Don't go to Harmon's. Don't go to me, that's the same thing that a Democrat would do, is say, don't go to Chick-fil-A because they don't like whatever transphobic people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, not at all. I don't agree with you at all, because you know what? We have been doing that this whole time since March. We have been promoting the businesses that stood up to this garbage and said that. And if people want to call in and they want to say, well, these people are just acting like over-the-top Nazis about it to us, and they don't have to. Nobody's twisting their arm to do that. Then I will call that out too, because why wouldn't I? People don't have to act like that to people. They don't.
What have you done to inform the people of St. George what they can do to get in hold of their legislators and say, we're going to hold you responsible?
What have we done? About 500 hours of this on the radio to inform people what to do. And I can't make them do it. I can't make them do it. Yeah.
I've heard complaints about King Herbert, but I haven't heard you say, you know, here's the name of your legislator. Here is the name of the person that's collecting all the information regarding this. Here's the actions that this guy has recommended to rein in the governor. I've never heard anybody
say anything. Are you kidding?
About what's going on in Salt Lake City to fix this problem.
You've got to be kidding me. We have done so many shows on what to do. This isn't even...
Well, maybe he missed the election.
Maybe
issues.
He missed our show since March. thanks for the call. Seriously, I've done more shows on solutions. I don't even know how to present any more solutions to this.
Just during the few weeks before the election.
I know.
We begged people.
I know.
Do not vote back in these people.
I know. And not only that, I mean, I can't even tell you the number of shows we've done where we've had people presenting different things they've done, where we've said 100 businesses in every city have to get together to make a compact that they are going to just fight this. All kinds of things. It's all we've done since the beginning. We don't just sit and complain.
I understand the caller's frustration. I understand that. It's not easy to deal with this as a small business.
Right.
But, you know, the founders of this nation sacrificed a lot. Maybe we just have to face that this is the time we're going to have to sacrifice something.
Yep. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Caller, you're live. Yeah. Go right ahead.
Kate, it seems over garage doors only?
Yes.
So the difference is I don't make my customers wear one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's talking about all these stores saying that you're cracking down on people.
Right.
But, whether, you know, if I don't want to fine from OSHA or Department of whoever, if my own employees wear one, that's one thing. That's under my control. But I would never
make a customer.
A customer. Yeah, that's the difference.
You're right.
Costco has the right. All these places have the right to say, we're going to decide, we're going to do what you told us to do, but we're not going to force it on our customers.
Yeah.
You know,
I agree.
It's a whole different ball game.
I agree with you. Thank you for that.
You.
It's just like the sheriffs not enforcing in California the 10 p.m. curfew.
Right.
They don't have to enforce it. And if they did, we'd be calling it out, right? So same exact thing. And I really appreciate you saying that. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. You're awesome. I love Garage Doors Only. They're just an awesome, awesome company.
Okay. And he was so right in the way he said that.
Yeah, for sure. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
How you doing, Kate?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you? Go right ahead.
Doing all right. Hey, I just wanted to just make a comment about the guy that called in a few minutes ago and said that you're like a Democrat.
Yeah.
The man has no clue what a Democrat is
right.
if he compares you to him.
Thank you.
And,
amen.
I mean, I own a small business here in town, too, and I understand all of what he's talking about. But we are, you know, to put us in cages and tell us we have to do this and that in order to run our business. And then for Governor Herbert to come out and say, well, you know, I want everybody to wear masks, but then I don't want anybody to go outside. You know, well, I don't want to close any businesses, but I want everybody to stay inside. Well, if you can't let people go outside and they have to wear a mask, you in essence affect every small business that's out there.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for that. Really, really appreciate
that. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know that you're not even close to being a Democrat.
Thank you. I know. It's such an insult. Thank you.
I know.
Really
very appreciate much
so.
All right. Take
I
care.
Love
God
it. Bless. Thank you. You too.
You know, all right. Another interesting point here, though, is that the issues of OSHA and that all existed before COVID.
Yeah.
They're not due to COVID.
Right. And people have fought them all the way up the ladder, OSHA, and they've won. So, hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, hi, Kate. This is Joe.
Hi.
One thing that these businesses aren't understanding about Governor Herpes's new edict is that Section 3B, III, says that if you have a medical condition, you're exempt from the mask.
Right.
So when they're acting like Nazis, they're not actually following the edict.
You're right.
Even though it's not a law.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right on that.
And that's why Harmon's and Costco are out.
Yeah.
Because my son, which is in a wheelchair and uses a straw to breathe with and can't wear anything on his face, was denied access to Harmon's.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah. And he has muscular dystrophy.
Oh, boy.
He has a non-invasive respirator, which is a straw that goes into his mouth so he can sip on it and breathe. And he can't wear anything on his face, so they refused him access to the store.
I'm embarrassed for Harmon's. I'm so embarrassed for them. Wow.
And I shopped there for 9 years, and now they're never going to get from me.
Yeah, I know so many people that just went, no more. No more Harmon's. We are done. And so I really appreciate
it. So if you're
a
business listening right now, Section 3B, III. There's an exemption for masks.
Right. Thank you for that. Really love your phone
You're
call.
Welcome.
Thank you. You know what? It's so true, too. And I am hard on the people that go overboard, just like I am the school district that goes overboard in implementing all this stuff because they don't have to. They don't have to be like that. And so the businesses that are, I'm going to call it out. Why wouldn't I? You don't have to act like the Gestapo. Nobody gave them the authority to act like the Gestapo at Costco, at Natural Grocers, and at Harmon's. Nobody said they had to do that. So, I'm going to call it out. No, that doesn't make me a Democrat. It makes me a freaking American is what that makes me. Gosh. Okay. On to the next hour. This will be fun. We have a lot for you in the next hour. Please tune in. This will be really, really good. And, of course, we'll be right back. KateDallyRadio.com. KateDallyRadio.com. We'll also take your calls, too. Hopefully not about as local stuff. If you can just keep it more national rather than local, that'd be great. Just like the topic instead of a location, that'd be great. Anyway, we'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show.